A week after announcing that he would give up his Duke of York title, Britain's Prince Andrew has also agreed to leave his 30-room Royal Lodge home. That is on condition that he can move into Frogmore Cottage, the former home of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and get a new home for his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson. The pair had been living together under the same roof at Royal Lodge at Windsor Great Park since 2003, where he'd been paying what's known as a peppercorn or token rent on the 75-year lease agreement. All of this as Prince Andrew struggles to defend his relationship with the late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. We can talk now to London-based journalist Vincent McAvinney. Vincent, the trouble keeps coming for Prince Andrew, doesn't it? He's lost his royal title. Now it looks like he's going to have to leave his mansion too, but the King's brother wants two homes in return.
Yeah, that's right. And there are moves afoot in Parliament as well to fully strip him of those titles. They've just sort of been retired at the moment. And there is always the threat as well that ministers in the government might advise the King that he should lose his letters patent and he'd no longer be Prince Andrew. But at the moment, we know that these negotiations have been rumbling on for a couple of days. We were told in the media to expect an announcement last week, and camera crews were sort of dispatched down to Windsor on the day the King was in Rome. There was a thought that perhaps the King was going to go visit his brother that night, but then they backed away from that. And ever since, these negotiations have been ongoing with this remarkable claim that Sarah Ferguson requires her own property in Windsor.
And Sarah and Andrew, they've been separated since 1992, divorced since 1996. They remain close. They've lived under the same roof at Royal Lodge. If the Prince Andrew were to secure a home for Sarah Ferguson, how would that be viewed in Britain?
Well, the thinking seems to be that Sarah Ferguson, who has had for 30 years now since her divorce, sort of career of commercial activity, has never been able to manage money. And that's why she resorted to the sting operation, for instance, with the fake shake, where she was caught selling or attempting to sell access to Prince Andrew. Then we know that Jeffrey Epstein at points was clearing her debts off. So there seems to be a fear in the royal household that if they don't provide her somewhere to stay, she might go out and write a tell-all book or engage in embarrassing activity, cozy up to the wrong people again to fund herself and keep herself going. Now, the other side of that is the public in a time of housing crisis are not going to be very happy that someone who hasn't been a working member of the royal family for three decades is being provided lodgings in Windsor, with all the trappings that comes with, the security, and in a property, it seems, that is just being departed by the Prince and Princess of Wales. So it is a substantial home, and I don't think the public mood is going to be very happy with that.
And things continue to get worse for Prince Andrew. The BBC is reporting today that he hosted Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell and Harvey Weinstein at Royal Lodge 2 months after a US arrest warrant had been issued for Epstein for the sexual assault of a minor. It's really very damaging for him, but also for the wider royal family, isn't it?
These three characters attended in 2006 the 18th birthday of Princess Beatrice. But now it turns out from this photo that they were, in fact, at Royal Lodge itself. So the party was at the castle, Windsor Castle. But this was a sort of pre-party drinks at their home with a small group. And it is the disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein, Epstein and Maxwell standing in the garden. And this is, as you say, 2 months after that initial arrest. Now, in his 2019 interview, when Prince Andrew was asked about them having attended that party, he said at the time he didn't know anything about it, that Jeffrey hadn't told him, and that it hadn't been picked up in the media. Now, it might not have been picked up in the media, but can we trust that Prince Andrew, given what we now know he lied about in that interview, did not know that Epstein had been arrested in a relationship?
Over the weekend, Vincent, the King, King Charles, Andrew's brother, he was heckled outside Lichfield Cathedral in Staffordshire. Let's just have a listen to that now.
What do you think should be a peace to the House of Commons?
That's King Charles being heckled over the weekend. It's very very unusual for something like that to happen. The king didn't respond to it. But clearly the royal family now is feeling pressure because of Andrew.
Yeah, and this is what they don't want, because, you know, last week you had a historic date between the king and Pope Leo in the Vatican praying together, something that, you know, after 500 years after the Reformation was pretty extraordinary to see. And yet all of the coverage was overshadowed by this event. And they're just worried that all the work they're doing is being drowned out until this is resolved, you know, particularly for the monarch when it was Queen Elizabeth II or King Charles on these public events. You know, you do get perhaps some Republican protests, but you don't normally get heckles on direct issues like this. So it's going to make them think, as Andrew's behaviour at the funeral last month, which I think really was maybe the catalyst for all this, where he sort of was really trying to move through the crowd, stand next to his brother, the king, and Prince William, trying to say, I'm front row, I'm not here at the back. That seems to have really wound up Prince William. And I think he in particular thinks this man has to go away.
Vincent, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Vincent McAvinney in London. The time is 7:30. Brian Jennings is here with the news headlines.